You have a weapon?
Yeah, a big one. How about you?
You sure you want to get cute with me? You have a backup weapon?
Never had the need.
Get one. Keep that in your suit unless I tell you to take it out. Get yourself a Glock. Lose that nickel-plated sissy pistol.
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You know there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble.
Hi everyone, remember me? This is Amy. If you haven't noticed, I've taken a short hiatus from my show. I'll be back on a steady schedule in the early fall, though. As for now, I'll be on Monday evenings only at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. I won't forget about you, so please don't forget about me.
Where you going? Don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
Liberty Lounge, brought to you every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to classic country music in the Liberty Lounge to help you end your week on a pleasant note. We'll have sad songs.
I go out walking after midnight.
Happy songs.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Patriotic songs. Songs of tragedy.
Two little boys and an old family dog. By the banks of a stream sat one day.
Love songs.
Welcome to my world.
And good old honky-tonk music.
I'm a honky-tonk man. And I can't seem to stop.
So join me every Friday night and just let your hair down for a couple of hours here on Liberty Lounge. Welcome to the Shooting Bench on Survival Circle Radio Network, keeping you informed on guns, news, politics, guns, survival, preparedness, and guns. The tyrant is holding our country hostage, and our freedom is at stake. It's time to take a stand and tell the tyrant, we will not comply. Join me now in the never-ending fight against tyranny, right here on the Shooting Bench. Alrighty, welcome to the Shooting Bench, 19th of July, Tuesday, and let me check my chat room here. Hang on, chat room ain't working, that figures. Oh well, we'll just continue to march with it. Man, what a change in weather we've had here. It's been hot and dry, way too dry, scary as far as wildfires go here. And we're definitely not out of the woods yet. We haven't got enough rain to make a whole lot of difference. But it rained pretty good today, about 60 degrees. Rained a little bit last night. And I think the high today only got up to about 70 or 72. And cloudy and rainy, and it felt a little cooler than that. And it's already down to about 60 again. Oh, little fish. You may be the only one that hears me, but welcome. I haven't seen you for quite a while. Glad you made it in there. Katie Brad says it's working, so the rest of y'all just have to do without, I guess. Anyway. All right. Well, I don't know how much of it you heard. I'm not going to go back and say it. Oh, I hasn't said it twice, but I will say that it's Tuesday, and it's the 19th of July, and that's as far as we're going to go with it. But it's been rainy and cool. It's been real, real pleasant today. And we, of course, that kind of messed up one of our jobs here. Amy and I have kind of teamed up, started doing some, she's kind of overloaded herself with some of the jobs that she's doing. So we decided we'd get together and divide and conquer. And it's working out pretty well. It's kind of fun, actually. And we'll see how it works out over the long haul and see what if classes interfere with it or if it interferes with classes or whatever. I have made the decision as of today for sure that I am going to, as soon as we get our feet under us, get our finances squared away a little bit, that I am going to get my FFL again. I didn't want to. I've been resisting. But I see that it has become a definite need. I've got a lot of people that keep contacting me to do things that I'm not supposed to do without an FFL, and I'm not going to take any chances with the feds. I'd rather be under their magnifying glass with having the FFL. All I got to do is make sure I do everything right and keep good records, and everything's fine. I'd rather do that than take any chances on them catching me doing something I'm not supposed to be doing. So I'm not going to do that. But we're going to work on it here in the next, I don't know, probably a couple of weeks. We'll get all the paperwork together again and get it sent off for the FFL. So I know that some of you have been asking me to do that, and that'll be good news to some people. Doc, that is, by the way, Doc, I got your message, and yeah, I agree, I would do that. Back when that movie first came out, I went over that quite a bit, but that was a long time ago, so yeah, I would be glad to do that with you. We'll talk about it more later. But yeah, if you want to stay out of jail, and if you want to not be, killed by the feds, if you want to not lose your entire life savings, have your life and your family ruined and everything else, then, you know, you kind of got to, it's advisable to do the things that they tell you to do concerning your FFL. So, yeah, that's the way it works. I'll have to catch up again. It's been 2 or 3 years now since I've had it, 2 years anyway. So I got to catch up a little bit and make sure renew all the, the long slide, yes. I've already talked to the guy. The new hats will be coming, will be coming henceforth with the FFL also. So, yes, and I'll guarantee you, as soon as I get them, I promise you that you will be the very first to get one. And I kind of been thinking about that myself, Longslide. That Glock 40 sounds pretty interesting to me. 6-inch, 10mm, yeah. I just posted on Facebook here today, they sent me one of those memory things from 9 years ago today. And I guess that couldn't have been 9 years ago. They just said 9 years ago. It couldn't have been today because it's July, and deer season don't start in July in New Mexico. But anyway, they sent me the one where I killed that little buck in New Mexico with my 10mm at 112 yards. And so it makes me, I love the 10mm. It is an awesome, for a semi-automatic cartridge, I think it is amazing. It's a wonderful cartridge. And taking a break from that for a minute, I did something today I have never done before. We had, usually if we're going to be cooking rabbit, that's usually on a spit out over a campfire, you know, over a bed of coals. I have cooked a few of them in a Dutch oven, you know, from time to time. But Amy had so much to do today, and I felt sorry for her, and she had a bad day. I didn't feel too sorry for her until she came home from the first part of her job and told me all the problems that she had with it. And I felt so sorry for her. As soon as she left, I said, what in the world can I do to fix some kind of decent hot dinner for her to be ready when she gets back? So I jumped in with both feet and did something that I probably didn't have any business doing, because I am not a cook by any remote stretch of the imagination. I am good with Sonic and Panda Express and places like that. And I'm okay with ramen noodles and TV dinners and chili. And I'm okay with that. So I don't cook much. But what I did, we just butchered some rabbits here the other day. Last, Saturday, I guess, Friday or Saturday. And I said, you know what? We've got fresh young rabbit out there in the freezer, and I'm going to try something and see what happens. I was all prepared to give it all to the chickens or the dogs, and if it didn't work out. But as it turned out, it was excellent. I mean, that rabbit literally you couldn't pick up a leg by the bone without it falling apart. It was so tender and so good. And what I did was just make kind of I guess you call it a casserole out of it. And I guess that's what you call it. And put it in the oven. Didn't know what temperature to cook it at, and didn't know for how long. So I tried 325 degrees for 2 hours. And man, was it good. Potatoes and onions, French onion soup, can of corn, half a bottle of that green chili sauce, and a little bit of oregano. You know, when I put spices in something, I have no idea what it's going to taste like or why I'm even doing it. I just grab a bottle here and grab a bottle there and dump a little bit here and there and just see what it tastes like. So far, I've been pretty successful. I've never written anything down that I've done. And I could never duplicate anything that I've ever made except tomato soup. But other than that, anyhow, the dinner turned out real good. I had four great big hind quarters of rabbit, and we have got easily enough for a good heavy dinner again tomorrow night. Amy will not have to cook two nights in a row, thanks to her loving husband. So that's what's going on in our neck of the woods today. So, I see that the war on cops continues. We had a guy here, another story pulled up here. Let me get back to this one, because this was in Ohio, in Columbus. Some of you may have seen this story. Columbus police officer, I cannot believe. I don't care how much you dislike cops. I don't get what these people are doing. This guy went to a, doesn't say what the restaurant was, but anyway, he bit into his sandwich and felt the crunch and bit in. Somebody put a bunch of glass shards in his sandwich. Doesn't say the name of the restaurant, just says a restaurant on East Long Street, Monday afternoon yesterday. And he was taken to the hospital where he's being held overnight. He's expected to be okay. Said he bit into the sandwich and felt what was a grisly texture as well as a crunching sound. When he looked into the sandwich, he saw the glass, and then he checked his mouth and saw it bleeding. The restaurant was subsequently shut down as assault squad investigators conducted interviews. Detective said it's not clear whether the incident was accidental or intentional. You know what? You'd be hard-pressed to convince me that something like that was accidental. That would be a little tough to swallow, I think. No pun intended there. But anyway. So it seems like the war on cops is still doing well here, as well as it could be. Okay, in Oconee County, Georgia, that's down, I've been down that part of the country, down in Watkinsville and down in there quite a bit. Good hog hunting down that part of the country. There was the newspaper down there, the Oconee Enterprise, been part of the community down there for a good long while. They had reported a robbery. Little bitty town. Watkinsville's 2,800 people. And in the newspaper, they said apparently it was big news, armed robbery at Party City, which was dutifully covered by the Enterprise here. Well, the sheriff went and investigated this, and it wasn't exactly as they said it was. The story ran the headline of armed robbery hits Party City. Well, Party City was not robbed. Nothing even close to anything like that. What did happen was two idiots were fighting over pills out in the parking lot. One of them got hit in the head and the other one ran off with the pills. So the loser not only refused to operate, but he left the scene before the investigators could, before they got there. He even made some sort of comment about a hot dog being worth more than a deputy's salary. Two guys fighting over pills in the parking lot is not exactly the same as a store getting robbed. Not quite. So here's something that the paper didn't have. The party of the first part struck the party of the second part in the head with a pistol. And he wasn't trained very well because he left the pistol behind. Since he left it behind, the sheriff's office found out that all the ammunition loaded in the magazine was bass ackwards. Yeah. Bullets facing towards the shooter and the primers facing out the barrel. You know, and that's been turning shootings into pistol whippings for a long time when you do something like that. So anyway, the newspaper manned up to it. They said that our headline on the sheriff's report was indeed incorrect. We misread the incident report. Party City was not a victim of armed robbery. Sorry. But there you go. Oh, dear me. Well, there's, I wish I could show you a video that I've got here. Matter of fact, I may try to post it during the break and let you watch it. It is awesome. Well, according to the Huffington Post, no, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not even going to do that story. I don't like it. If I don't like it, that means I don't have to do it. Tell you what did happen in Kingman, though, just about 4 hours, 4.5 hours from here. There was, and ordinarily this probably wouldn't be too serious of a report, but it just seems like there's getting to be so many more things happening here to make people more uneasy, make the bad guys more emboldened, braver to do the things that they're wanting to do, and make the people scareder so they don't do the things that they want to do. But in Kingman, Arizona, at an RV park, just like 2 days ago, in the Zuni RV park, was evacuated after there was an explosive scare. Now, Kingman's just not a place stuff like this happens. 40 pounds of explosive materials found in one of the RVs at the park. Several completed devices were also found, so somebody had plans. It wasn't just that they were storing a bunch of stuff not knowing what to do with it, that somebody had dropped off somewhere and they were scared to turn it in or something. It looks like they would they'd already made some devices of some kind. They said police still need to go through at least one storage shed in the park. I didn't follow up on this story to see what they found. But anyway, about 100 people were evacuated, and they were sent to a high school to take shelter while they did their little investigation there. The manager said that this guy, the suspected bomber, had only been renting the space in there for about 6 months. Told the manager that he was looking for a job and was angry at a former employer. The manager also said that the suspect was giving away money to other tenants in the park. That's where I needed to be. I need somebody that's giving away money. Lots of it. Glenn Jones has been named as the man believed to have detonated two bombs Wednesday night in Panaca and owns the RV where the explosives were found. So, Glenn Jones, if they find him, if they haven't already, he's probably going to have a bad day. But anyway, we're going to, I'm going to go through our brand new schedule that we're going to do here, and it is pretty well carved in stone, so I need to get this out to you. Monday night, starting August 1st, and let me see, I think August 1st actually is a Monday. Yeah, it is. So on August 1st, that's when our new schedule is going to start. Everything else is going to stay the same, I believe, except that Amy won't be here until sometime in September. We'll see what kind of schedule she wants to be on when she gets back. She is pretty busy, and she is run ragged, and it is very difficult for her to do the show very often. But for right now, she will have a fresh new show every Monday, and that started yesterday. So that's the way it's going to stay here for a month and a half or so. The Shooting Bench will be a two-hour show on Mondays, 2 hours on Wednesday. Now, the second hour of the show on Wednesday is going to be devoted solely to firearms, training, militia, survival, preparedness, whatever. It will not be news unless the world is in the process of coming to an end. So Wednesday, second hour, all fun stuff, all guy stuff mostly. But we got some girls that like it pretty good too. Friday will be a three-hour show. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is when the Shooting Bench is going to be on, starting August 1st. And Friday will be 3 hours. The first hour will be a mop-up for all the news that we need to catch up on. And the last 2 hours, of course, will be Liberty Lounge as normal. So we're going to try that for a while and see how it works. And I'll get touch base with DeTinker here and see if we can... There he is. He just came in the chat room. Dead Elephant Dance. What the heck is a Dead Elephant Dance? Oh, I see. Wow. That's no good. Poachers, evidently. Hate to see that. Anyhow, that's what the schedule is going to be. So you're not going to have it every night the way that we did, but you will have one more hour a week than what we're doing now. That's actually going to work out better for me. It's going to give me a couple of nights off to do things that I need to do, like be with the family. And it's going to give me 7 hours instead of the six that we're currently doing. Or it's going to give you 7 hours instead of the six that we're currently doing. So hopefully that's going to work out all right. It sounds fun, sounds good. And that's not to say that there won't be gun-related stuff in the other parts of the shows. It does mean that I am going to dedicate the second hour on Wednesday to guns so that you know what to look forward to. And that's the way it's going to be. There you have it. All right, let's see here. Let me get... Oh, no, don't do that. No, 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 no. My goodness, I almost made a terrible mistake. All right, let's try that. Let's do this. I love this song.
Me that there are still vast lands of the United States literally uncultivated.
Well, it won't be this way long. Come the private airplane, people will start spreading around.
Wouldn't it be wonderful to be part of the new world?
Well, I don't think it will change as much as some people think.
Oh, but it must.
Why?
But for too long we've had that laissez-faire attitude toward executive operation. We
we must educate ourselves to share the responsibilities as well as the advantages of citizenship.
Oh, I read that book, too. It certainly made an impression on you what that writer had to say. But it's a lot of hooey, fixing everybody up when they let out their first squawk, giving them pointers on good government between bottle feedings, and teaching them in school to be good little ladies and gentlemen and not smack each other around.
Oh, it's very easy to make fun of everything.
Listen, Miss Clutch. Have you ever heard of some fellas who first came over to this country? You know what they found? They found a howling wilderness with summers too hot and winters freezing. Did they have insurance for their old age, for their crops, for their homes? They did not. They looked at the land and the forests and the rivers. They looked at their wives, their kids, and their houses. And then they looked up at the sky and they said, "Thanks, God. We'll take it from here." They were rugged fellows. They were men.
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network. All right, we're back. You know, speaking of guns and militia and all that kind of stuff that we named off a little while ago, there's been some things that a lot of different exercises and demonstrations and stuff that we've been to from time to time where we see a lot of confusion. A lot of confusion about things that are, you know, what am I supposed to bring? What am I supposed to do with it? Where do I put it? Da 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 da. So, you know, I think that we'll spend a little bit of time. I know everybody has their own opinion on this, all right? And I'm not looking for opinions. I'm just giving you my opinion. But this changes a lot with the environment, the terrain, the mission, finances, you know, this, that, and the other thing. So, you know, you've probably heard the term numerous times about different gear levels. You know, if you've heard the term first line gear and second line gear and all this kind of stuff, and that's a good way to define that. And a lot of people, if they're not prior military, they don't think about it. Until, you know, they wonder why, you know, what can we do to get everybody pointed in the right direction? What the hell? People are bringing this and that and the other. They're showing up with empty canteens and dead batteries and empty propane bottles and so on and so forth. And all that can be alleviated, if not eliminated, by simply putting it down on paper. Let them know what you want. You know, you have your, we've talked, in present day, there's a lot of different things that, you know, sometimes you do things out in the field, sometimes you do things in town, and the gear levels for those things are different. You have, or you should have, standards of some kind for your urban operations. Now, I mean, it could be during peacetime or during hostile operations. It depends on what's going on. But you have, irregardless of what's going on, you have what you would consider an everyday carry. All of us have an everyday carry of some kind. And my thoughts on everyday carry are, if you were to jump out the window today, right now, this minute, because the house is burning down. You get out and you find out that a herd of illegal aliens are coming in from the south, and the UN's coming from the north, and Black Lives Matter's coming from the east, and you've got to get the hell out of Dodge. What are you going to do? What have you got on you right now to help you get through this? So everybody needs to have an everyday carry of some kind. And you have to make up your own mind what it should be, but I think you should have a handgun and at least one spare magazine. You know, people, it's hard enough to get people to carry a handgun, period, much less an extra reload. But there's just so many things that can happen. Bad ammunition, faulty magazine, lost it in a scuffle, bumped the button somehow, and you fire one shot and the magazine falls out, and you can't, it's faster to reach down and get one off your belt than it is to feel around on the ground and try to find it while somebody's shooting at you. So I can't imagine the number of people, what they're thinking when they don't want to carry an extra, at least one extra magazine. In this day and age, two magazines are good. I'm okay with two magazines. Earplugs. We've been over the earplug thing before. A decent knife. It doesn't have to be a heavy-duty fighter or anything. You just need some kind of a pocket knife. I think carrying a multi-tool of some kind, a Gerber or a Leatherman or something like that. I can't even begin to tell you how many times a day I reach for my Leatherman and do something other. Tightening screws or cutting wire, bending something over, picking something up. Like something hot or greasy or nasty or pulling wires, you know, whatever. I use my Leatherman all the time. Flashlight. We don't need to go over that. We've talked about having a flashlight all the time. A good quality tactical type flashlight, I think, is best. And one that only takes one battery. One AA battery or one CR123. So that the battery is shorter, smaller, lighter, and you can put it anywhere. And you only have to carry one battery instead of two in case that one goes dead right in the middle of doing something. A disposable lighter, your watch, pin, a little bit of cash, you know, $20 if you can swing it, in cash and change, stuck back and reserved for that emergency that may include anything from phone calls to bribes to tips to gas to whatever. A prepaid debit card with a minimum of $50 on it. That's hard for some of us to do and stay out of it, but we need to try to arrange to do that if at all possible. And depending on, I know a lot of you are not going to agree with this, but in my opinion, I think that you need a smartphone, not a dumb phone. I understand all the concern about spying on you and all that stuff. There are ways to avoid that. There's ways to do your surfing, your web surfing, long slide. I just saw your. I just saw your comment up there. Yeah, you made me lose my place. What was I talking about? Anyway, we talked about flashlights. And where else was we? Long slide, shame on you. Look what you did to me. Oh, we was talking about the smartphone. That's what we was talking about, smartphone. There's ways to, with a smartphone, you have the ability to send encrypted messages. You have the ability to download Tor and other things on there that help disguise where you're at and what you're doing. You know, you can turn the location off. You can turn the mics off. There's a lot of things you can do to protect yourself. You don't have to get stupid with your smartphone and just give everybody all your information. But the smartphone is a tool. It allows us to do a lot of things that your dumb phones just will not do. And I think it is beneficial to us to do that. As a matter of fact, it is, or at least should be, a requirement for the leaders of your group, so that everybody can communicate securely and all that. So, checking out the comments there real quick. Now that's just something that if you empty, I've actually got a little bit more than that on me right now, but that's what I would consider a minimum for anybody, men and women alike. That should be a minimum of what you have on you. If you had to try to make some attempt to survive and escape and evade here, so to speak, what have you got that would help you to do that? And there may be a level directly above that, maybe an extended version of your everyday carry for those times when, you know, I came up with that idea back when I went to SHOT Show a couple of years ago. And I got to thinking, you know, I'm going to be a long ways from the car. If something happens in this city or in that building with thousands and thousands of people in there, exits, blocked and everything else going on, that I said, man, I don't want to be caught this far away from the truck and not have some means to try to get through this. So I come up with this idea of having an extended everyday carry type deal, which could be carried in anywhere from a backpack to a shoulder bag of some kind or something like that. And so I added a few things to this. And the first being a small trauma kit. Now, instead of having a full first aid kit, which you don't need, because if you're doing this, if you've got this type of this everyday carry plus or whatever you want to call it, probably you're not going to be out in the woods, you're not going to be miles away from help, but so all you'd need to take care of is something that was life threatening immediately. So a trauma kit to stop severe cuts from anything from a bomb going off to a window or something collapsing or a bullet wound or something like that. So something with an H bandage or an Israeli bandage, some latex gloves, a cat tourniquet or a rat's tourniquet. It's funny you got the cat and the rat. So a single-use container or two of super glue gel, compressed gauze, 4 or 5 feet of, or at least a couple of feet, of duct tape wrapped around a couple of tongue depressors or a couple of popsicle sticks or something like that, and some wound seal or some other type of a blood stopper like that. Some light gloves. The light gloves, the idea is if you get involved in rescue operations or something where you're dealing with something hot, sharp, whatever, you've got some way to protect your hands. Sunglasses, not because you're cool, but because you may need to protect your eyes. A compass, as long as your smartphone is working, you probably should have a compass downloaded on there. If the smartphone's not working, then that may be a problem. In the extended everyday carry, I go ahead and drop in a radio. Even if it's not a full-blown dual-band Baofeng or something like that, maybe just a little Midland FRS, GMRS radio, some way to communicate with others. If you have a group of people that, you have several people that you're trying to keep up with and you don't know where everybody is, then obviously you're going to need to have compatible radios or at least compatible frequencies, a radio that we'll all get on the same frequency with. A couple of flexi cuffs,
not a bad idea. That's not only because you may run into criminals that you're trying to detain, but what if you, worst case scenario, you have someone that has literally lost their mind. They've gone crazy. They're hysterical. You may need to protect yourself and everybody around them. You may have other things to do, and you can't sit and hold this person in an arm bar for all afternoon. So you may have a couple of flexi cuffs, and you can get them strapped to a pole, or at least get their hands, maybe their feet, tied off so they can't hurt themselves. And, you know, 10 or 20 feet of 550 cord, paracord, in this bag. Lots of uses for the paracord. A small hydration bladder, or maybe even just a water bottle stuck in this bag. And some kind of snack. Now, what I have in mind, obviously, is survival tabs. A lot of you have, who in the world is calling me this time of night? Survival tabs, great thing. You may want to put in a couple of granola bars or something just in case you get stuck off somewhere and have to set something out for a little while. A third handgun magazine. If you've got two, if you carry two already, put a third one in your extended everyday carry. A small monocular or a little pair of those compact binoculars. Why is this person calling me? Stop already. A lot of reasons for having optics. I am a huge fan of having optics in all of your gear. They make some really, really nice quality compact binoculars. They're made by Simmons and Bushnell and Tasco, and they cost about, you know, 10, 12, 15 bucks. And you can get either 8, 10, or 12 power, 12 by 25s. That's quite a bit of horsepower for a small pair of binoculars. They're clear, they're light, they're compact, easy to carry, and they'll do just about anything your big ones do. Of course, when you get farther up in your gear, especially for field use, then I say go ahead and go with full-size binoculars. You got the extended field of view, much larger field of view in those, and that is imperative if you're out on patrol or something, is something to be able to see a little better. A small spiral notebook of some kind. It doesn't have to be a spiral notebook, just a small little notebook of some kind. The ones I've got, you can get them down at Lowe's or somewhere. They're put out by I can't think of it. It's a company that makes springs and bolts and screws and all this stuff. They have the displays and all the Ace hardwares and all that. Anyway, they have this little notebook. Of course, they don't make the little book. They just have somebody else make them, put their name on it, obviously. But they have waterproof covers, waterproof pages, and got some conversion tables and a little bit of useful information on both covers of this little book. And use that for, you know, maybe you've got a maybe you had to restrain this guy and you've got to leave a note with him so you can let somebody know why he's tied up there. He didn't kill anybody or anything like that or steal nothing. He's just, you know, off his rocker here temporarily. So take care of him. Or something like that. Directions for somebody or whatever. You leave a note on your car under the windshield wiper, say, I was here, but now I'm not. I'm in the building across the street hiding from the bad guys. You know, whatever. Now you may want is to put some, especially if you don't have a smartphone or a smartphone goes out, you may want to put a city map or a small map just of your area of operations for the day. The SHOT Show, for instance. You may want to have a way to get around. Where's the exits? You know, which street are you coming out on? Where are you parked from that exit? So a little map of that. Even if you saw one on the wall and hand drew this little map. You know, you saw the "you are here" thing on the wall, and you drew a rendition of this map, and just to have it with you so you'd know what you were looking for. Get your directions off of it and mark them down on the on your map there, on your little notebook. So, and last thing would be, and this would only be not for most urban operations, but just in case, if something were, let's say you had all this stuff and you were going to jump in the truck and go check out something with one of your buds, I would probably go ahead and throw in my rifle and one spare magazine, but that would not be the regular. That would be strictly optional and strictly for, you know, a mission-specific purpose there of some kind. Just some thoughts for you. I don't know what everybody else thinks about that, but long slide, I already said, Bic Glider, buddy. Try to keep up, would you? Thank you. Yeah. Let's see. Let me check the chat room here. Yeah, Mountain Shooter, that is exactly what your man purse is for. Exactly. That's what some of you might remember from New Mexico and from Luna, actually, even from Pine Top when we were there. We had a recon bag that Jason and I had created, and it's a pretty nice deal. We still got a few of them left. I still actually use one. Matter of fact, that's where I came up with this idea. Is I used one of those that we had created in at the SHOT Show that time, and it worked out very well. I've got another thing made by Maxpedition now that is much nicer, much more. I really like it. If they would have made these when I was in the process of inventing this other thing, I would have never invented it, because Maxpedition, I forgot what you call it, but it's a really, really nice rig. And as a matter of fact, I sold one to Yakima Glock while we were in at the expo in Washington. His was the smaller or medium-sized one, and mine is a little bigger than that. But anyway, anything like that that you can put together. And you guys, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe you guys think I'm paranoid or something. But that's just the way I think. You know, I just always feel like if something were to happen, whatever. Whatever may happen. You know, I've told you about the mental imaging. You think about these. How are you going to get out? Not what if it happens, woe is me. What if it happens, how am I going to get out of it? That's the important thing. That's what I need to know. What have I got to help me get through this? So, that's that. And I'll tell you what. I think what we'll do tomorrow night, I think we'll spend about half of the show going through some of the other gear stuff that would be more based on field gear rather than urban environment, urban gear. So if anybody's interested in that, well, even if you're not interested in it, that's what we're going to do tomorrow. Got it? Good. Okay. I'm glad everybody's caught up there. All right. Well, I'm going to start easing towards the door and go see my loving wife. I'm real tempted to dig into that rabbit again. Damn, that was good. Good cracker. But maybe I won't. All right, we will see you all tomorrow night. Same time, same place. I appreciate you all joining me. And see you tomorrow. Good night. Don't forget August 1st. 2 hours Monday, 2 hours Wednesday, 3 hours Friday. Second half of the show on Wednesday, all guns, militia, training, survival, preparedness, fun stuff. Get out of here. You've been listening to The Shooting Bench. Tune in Monday through Thursday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. to midnight Eastern for the most politically incorrect show on talk radio. Make you wanna holler, holler, ho. Burn your tummy, don't you know? Chug a look, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought. Tune in again on Fridays at the same time for 2 hours of classic country music on Liberty Lounge. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Now I got to go change all my promos and all my intros and all of Amy's and everything else. Never ends.
And catch Living Away Out Here with me, Amy Reynolds, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern, for the only good news out there. Trivia, stories, tips, hints, and fun on Living Away Out Here, right here on the Survival Circle Network.
Take a look.